Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 70. Today you can listen to a conversation I had the other day with a Szeged colleague, Tékes István, also known as Jerry.
So you actually have a website?
Yes, I do. It's my name, jerrytekes.com. I thought it would be a good idea to upload my material and my TEFL teaching ideas onto one website.
Okay. So people that visit that site will see that you have quite an intensive ERT business background. Maybe you can say a few words about your interest in teaching English.
Well, I entered this field. I entered this profession at the turn of the millennium, so beginning of the millennium, and that was the beginning of this huge language teaching and language learning boom. There was a huge market there, and I joined the largest Central European Language Academy. And I was appointed head teacher there.
Okay, this academy largest in terms of number of students?
In terms of number of employees, in terms of number of branches, because it's so far-fledged. I mean, you don't find such a huge language academy in Europe that is present in so many
countries.
European countries and also African countries.
I see. Okay. Right, so, I mean, when you joined that school, it coincided with the boom, you say, European boom in language, in interest in languages, or Hungarian?
Hungarian boom, well, Central European, Eastern European boom, because later on, a few years later, we opened our branch, our affiliate in Romania. We started out in Temeswar, in Timișoara, Romania.
Right.
And I was in charge of training the teachers and hiring the teachers, training them, and observing their lessons. Basically, I was director of studies, and I still am in Romania. And it is just unbelievable, I mean, to see the number of students flocking in to a language course. And I saw this niche in the market. Basically, what this niche is that even though every language academy and probably all teachers of English in Hungary say that they teach with the communicative approach, well, this is what they say, this is the surface, but if you get to observe the lessons, 95% of the times, maybe this statement is too strong, but I'm willing to say that is still spent with the grammar translation method being applied. So this
mean even young teachers, like people that have just maybe graduated and come with fresh ideas, will use grammar translation?
At the beginning, not at the beginning of their career, not. But what I see is a lot of regression in teachers. So they even though they know that it is not the right thing to do grammar translation in the lesson, they regress because it's more comfortable. They are not paid enough. Well, anyway, the communicative method, if you are really working with the communicative method, that demands a lot of preparation time for the lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, this was the niche in the market. Students are basically bored when they are taught with the grammar translation method. So I said, let's entertain them. And I call this whole system edutaining, so teaching them and entertaining them. It basically means using a lot of language games in the lessons. But these language games have to be verbed out with a focus on teaching them something new every lesson.
Yes.
So it was not about, so it was a mix, it was a mingle of entertaining them while teaching them. I never liked those lessons when actually the lesson is alive and they are laughing, but the teacher is not really teaching them anything new.
Okay, so when it's only entertainment and no education.
It's no education. Yeah. So this method had to be worked out.
Okay.
With care, actually.
Okay. My actually other two questions I wanted to ask you about relate to both education and entertainment. On your website, you have a TEFL clinic section where you list activities and games. And I know that you are interested in using YouTube videos in your classes.
Yes.
So maybe you can... Do you use YouTube videos in your classes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Almost every lesson I use YouTube videos. You have read my TEFL clinic on my website.
Yes. Very interesting activities.
Yes. I invented lots of activities, and all these activities are about visualization and kinesthetics in the TEFL classroom. By visualization, I mean using lots of pictures, realia, to give them comprehensible input. Now, Stephen Krashen would be so proud of me.
Okay. So one of these games is these are listed for the listeners. I'm saying that these are listed alphabetically A to Z, and the one for Q is the QWERTY game.
A QWERTY, yeah.
And then there's a clock game, an intercity game. Which do the students find most entertaining and educational?
Well, if you go to K, it's the Kali Goddess game.
Okay.
It's really neat. And it involves, again, pictures and the body. So
okay, Kali, the Indian goddess, right?
The Indian goddess, she has, multiple... I mean, she has eight hands, I think, or multiple hands.
There's a picture here. I think I see four, but maybe I'm not seeing all of it.
I should have done more research into this religion.
Maybe the students can.
Yeah, the students, but the students don't know it is the Kali Goddess game. They don't. Yeah, put it here for the profession, for the teachers.
Sure.
In the lesson, I don't tell them let's play the Kali Goddess game. No, I just it means that I stick something on my chest. Usually, it's a conjunction. And then the students have to stand behind me showing pictures. And in the right hand, they have a picture. In the left hand, they have a picture. And actually, that is a fragmented visual sentence which one student has to read out. Just a simple example. I have the conjunction because stuck on my chest. A student is standing behind me in his right hand. There is a picture of a person eating, and in his left hand there is a picture of a person being hungry, and this is a visual sentence.
So that's how it becomes like a goddess game, because you will have four or more arms.
Yeah, and the whole class actually ends up forming this shape, the Kali goddess shape. So this was my idea, and it works well.
Okay, that's interesting. This has been the 70th episode of the podcast series, and I have several other episodes lined up already, some plans for whom to talk with and what students and classics to feature.
But before I sign up, let me just say this. This is the first ever that I have edited and partly recorded an episode on the iPhone 4. Isn't that great? Really makes working with podcasts so much easier. So if you want to try out this, just go to the App Store and download the now universal app GarageBand, which is now available not only for the iPad but also the iPhone, and of course the Mac version has been around for, I don't know, maybe at least 10 years now. And that concludes the 70th episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. And until next time, take care.